two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday, June 23rd. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 77 degrees.
Freeway looking good between Ogden and Provo right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, investigators are trying to find out what led to an officer-involved shooting in Murray. The suspect is dead and an officer was injured.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live this morning with the very latest on the investigation. Mary?
Amanda, the officer was taken to Intermountain Hospital. It's not too far from the apartment complex where this all happened. Kristen Reardon with Murray Police says two officers were going on a call near 800 East Vine Street.
A confrontation occurred and shots were fired. One officer was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and the suspect is deceased.
Now, we don't know yet more about that confrontation, but the officer who was injured appears to have been shot in the leg, so non-life-threatening injuries. And now an officer-involved critical incident team is investigating. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
And breaking overnight, one person is dead, several others injured after a crash on I-80. It happened around 8 in Tooele County. UHP says an SUV towing a trailer began fishtailing and rolled into the median. It also sideswiped a commercial vehicle. Officers say the SUV flipped over. The driver died at the scene. His wife and 8 children received minor injuries and were taken to a nearby hospital. UHP Colonel Michael Rappich tweeted about the accident, asking drivers to be aware of their speed and to not drive while impaired or fatigued.
Many police departments across the Beehive State are facing officer shortages. Could medical marijuana be a recruitment tool? KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live in the 24-hour news center with more. Heather?
Amanda, marijuana use is still illegal on the federal level, and Utah police officers are required to uphold both state and federal laws, which means they must be clean of all marijuana use for at least 1 year to wear a badge. The director of Peace Officer Standards, Major Scott Stevenson, tells KSL.com if the law could be changed so that positions which don't require carrying a gun or driving while on the job, such as correction officers, they would likely see an uptick in recruitment. Stevenson says many applicants from other states have back issues and a prescription for medical marijuana, but Utah law says even that prescription must be expired for a year before they can join a department. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Utah Highway Patrol have I-15 near Parowan open again after investigating a bomb threat. They closed the freeway down around 5 last night to investigate a possible bomb in an abandoned car. Officials later investigated the device and determined it was not an issue.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden is expected to announce today a plan to tackle violent crime. Measures include more financial support for law enforcement and a new effort to target gun traffickers.
The Justice Department will deploy so-called strike forces to crack down on illegal gun sales. The strike forces will deploy to 5 cities where crime levels have surged. But the problem extends far beyond these 5 locations. A recent analysis of more than 3 dozen cities nationwide found the murder rate has spiked by 18% this year. And that comes after a 30% spike in 2020.
ABC's Laika Jachi reports. From Washington.
You could call it a mayoral shocker in Buffalo, New York. 38-year-old India Walton is a socialist candidate, and it looks like she'll defeat the longtime incumbent mayor in the Democratic primary election. There are no Republicans running in the race.
This is the work of a well-meaning group of rebels and revolutionary.
Wins in November, she would not only become the first socialist mayor of a major U.S. city in 60 years, but the first woman mayor of New York State's second largest city.
New York City on the verge of electing a new mayor with one contender claiming victory. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
Our first choice is Eric Adams.
Yeah! Former NYPD commander and current Brooklyn Borough president Eric Adams garnering the most votes so far. One of his opponents, Andrew Yang, conceding early.
I'm just so grateful to everyone who has given us the chance.
Another candidate, former sanitation commissioner Catherine Garcia, holding out.
This is going to be about not only the ones, but also about the twos and threes.
Maya Wiley also waiting for final numbers.
Every single vote will count.
The tally could take weeks under the city's new ranked choice voting system, where top candidates are ranked 1 through 5. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Well, the final episode of Cold Season 2 is being released today. In this episode, we learn that even after being sentenced to death for the 1985 murder of Joyce Yost, Doug Lovell was has a shot at a parole after character witnesses like Becky Douglas took the stand in support of his release from prison.
As you talk about these terrible, horrible things that he did, he's over there weeping. And you ask me how I know he's remorseful. I think that's one answer to your question.
You can listen to the final episode of Cold, Justice for Joyce on the Amazon Music app, or just visit KSLNewsRadio.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.